Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. Opening prices now from the Chicago Board of Trade, now the CME Group, and the wheat markets as well. The September wheat contract today in Kansas City opened down 7.5 points at 832.5. The December contract down six on the open at 857 a bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat opened down 8 points as well, 8 cents at 868. Now on to the CME Group. September wheat opened at 7.95, down 7.75 cents, and December was the opening at 8.18, down 7.75. March down 11.25 on the open at 8.38. And the May 8.55 down 9. Those prices have trended lower still since the open on the CME Group wheat market. Corn pit now, September nearby contract, 570.5 on the open, down 7 cents. December, 588, down 8. March corn, 607, down 8. The May contract, 619.5, down 8.25. December of 09 corn opened down 5.5 cents at 626.5. And now the bean complex, September soybeans, 13.25 a bushel, down 23 cents on the open. November, 13.21, down 27. January opened down 25 at 13.40 a bushel. March beans, 13.50, down 27. And November of 2009, $13 even, down 20.5 cents. And those prices have leveled off a little bit since the opening bell. In the products, soybean meal for September opened at 362.50, down 5.50. October started the day down 6.10 at 357.50. So soybean oil for September, $53 even, down 122. And the October contract opened down 95 at 53.48. On the CME Group livestock side, live cattle for August opened at $100.70 a hundredweight, down 7.5 cents. October, 103.80, up 2.5. December live cattle, 105.50, up 27.5. February, 105.70, down 2.5. August feeder cattle opened at 112.60, down 35. September, 111.15, down 7.5. October feeders, 110.20, down 22.5. November at 109.80 on the open, down 20. October lean hogs opened this morning at 68.60, down 190. December, 69.20, down 150. February lean hogs, 75 even, down 130. And April, 80.25, down 87.5. Pork bellies for February opened at 87.50, down 355. And March opened down a $4 limit at 90.50.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
On the outside markets, the October crude oil contract is currently trading up 80 cents a barrel at $118.95 a barrel. The metals look like this. The October gold contract is at $845, up $14.90 an ounce. October silver is trading down 11 cents an ounce. Check that. That was the settlement price. The September silver contract is at $13.84 an ounce. That's up 37 cents. The U.S. dollar index is down 20 at 76.83. The CRB index is up 121 at 402.23. And looking at the numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is up 1.25%, actually, 146 points at 11,649. The NASDAQ is up 22 points, about 22 and a third points, or 1 percentage point at 2405. And the S&P is up 11 points, about a percent, at 1293. Again, looking at the trade currently, the numbers for wheat are still pretty low as we begin this Thursday. The Kansas City contracts are down between 19.5 and 23 cents. Wheat in Chicago is off between 13.75 on the deferred March contract to 22.75 cents down on the nearby. Corn is down between 8.5 and 10.75 cents, and the beans are off now in the 17 to 26 cent range. We're still awaiting our analyst at the moment, and we'll look a little bit about what may be checking the affecting the markets right now. Soybean and corn futures were lower early on heavier than expected rains in the U.S. Midwest. We talked about that in the pre-opening commodity market report. They say that should boost late crop development, particularly in Iowa. And a retreat in U.S. crude oil futures added to the bearish tone, although we do see a slight uptick right now in the crude oil market in New York. Joining us now for our Thursday analysis in for Dan Zwicker today, sort of at the last moment, Mike Zuzlow of Risk Management Commodities. Thanks for joining us, Mike, on short notice.
You bet, Tom. Happy to help.
Great. We saw the weather, again, commanding the corn and bean market. And while we have some concerns locally about rain, other growing areas looking a little better.
Yeah, I think that's a real good point. I think the other thing goes back to the wheat market. When I talk to Chicago and get emails from Chicago throughout the day, the trade psychology is kind of felt, like if we can't get a wheat bottom here and we feel like we've priced in enough yield reductions in the short term here for corn and beans on this weather-related issue and rains are falling in certain areas, especially in north-central Illinois, where maybe they weren't predicted to fall as heavily. If that wheat can't bottom and we have all these other things going on, maybe we ought to take a break here and pull back here to some support levels and, test the resolve of the long, it seems like, what's going on right now, Tom. And I think that makes sense from a standpoint that resistance levels have been tested on the upper end and they have not been able to get penetrated. Again, wheat's a big reason for that. The dollar's probably another good reason for it. But we've got the 200-day moving average in Dease corn sitting right around 576. And 3/8, 576 and a half arrow. That's only about a nickel from today's low. And, we've also got the November beans. Their current weekly low is right around 1308. That's only about 8 cents from where we've been here this morning. So we're probably going down to test the resolve of the long, and it makes sense from a standpoint that we're going to have delivery tomorrow, and the September futures goes into delivery for corn, beans, meal, and wheat, with heavy deliveries expected in corn. Fairly light deliveries in beans. We're going to be watching beans very closely because they're Gulf premium.
How's this all boiled down for farmers at the moment?
Well, right now they're in kind of a holding pattern, I think. If you didn't make any hedges back up around 625 in corn and 1370 in beans, we're certainly not recommending doing anything right now. I want to believe that the value level for wheat is there, that we have found value for wheat. But I think, again, it goes back to when we speak to Chicago and we talk about the trade psychology, they continue to believe that the feed grain supplies are building and that wheat supplies are building, too, globally. And you can't argue with them because Australia and Argentina have gotten some very important, probably crop, saving rains at this point. And so we just kind of have to back off. And if you're a producer, I think, watch the delivery tomorrow, and then maybe we'll have to wait all the way to the September report comes out.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Tom.
Mike Zuzlow with a slightly abbreviated analysis on the opening market report. We thank him for standing in this morning. Looking at current trade right now, September wheat in Kansas City off 23 cents now at 817. December down 19.5 at 843.5. CME Group September wheat right now at 780, down 22.75 cents. December at 810, down 15.75, and the March down 13.75 at 835.5. September corn down 8 cents a bushel at 569.5, as is the December contract 588, down 8. March corn 606.5, down 8.5. May corn 618.75, down 9. Bean complex has September nearby beans at 1329, down 19 cents. November 1329.5, down 18.5. January down 18.5 at 1346. Bean meal for September down 3 now at 365. And bean oil down 1 even at 5322. Live cattle for August on the Merck at 190 cents, down 27 or up 27.5 rather. October lean hogs down 165 at 6885. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.